live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí Donegal have issued a county-wide appeal to anyone who may have information regarding the sale and supply of drugs to come forward. It's emerged that HSE occupational therapists are taking over 6 months to assess applicants for disabled and elderly persons grants in Donegal. An initial councillor is calling for alternative safety measures to be employed at the site of January's fire on Buncrana's Main Street, which destroyed the Plaza and John Barr's drapery shop. And Donegal International Airport has been voted the most scenic airport in the world. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Gardaí in Donegal have issued a county-wide appeal to anyone who may have information regarding the sale and supply of drugs. It follows the seizure of 76,000 euros worth of cannabis herb in Derrybeg yesterday during a joint plant operation by the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau and Customs. Following a search, a 47-year-old woman was subsequently detained under Section 2 of the Drug and Trafficking Act. She remains in custody at this time. Inspector Seamus McGonigal was speaking earlier on the 9 till noon show.
Unfortunately, drugs are available in every town and village in the country, and that's been the way of things for so long. It's a constant battle for the Gardaí and for other agencies to stay on top of the situation, which to date we have had a lot of success actually recently in the Milford area and in the Donegal division in general. But it's an ongoing battle to keep them abreast of it. There's a similar or a bigger incident maybe in some regard on the 28th of January in this area. People may recall there was a cannabis grow house located in the Kerry Keel area. So as I say, just making the point that the drugs are available out there, there's drug dealing going on, and it's important, I'd like to appeal just to the general public, if there are eyes and ears, if they have any information, whatever, to contact local Gardaí and inform them as such. Because really and truly, it's something we have a very important role in it. But it's the public, it can be of great assistance to us, and have indeed been of great assistance to us in the past.
The head of the European Parliament has asked for any Brexit extension to not go beyond April the 11th. That's just 2 weeks after the current deadline. Theresa May is trying to convince EU leaders to delay Brexit. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe is outside the talks.
Most EU leaders are open to a Brexit extension, but it will come with conditions. Dutch PM Mark Rutte says it's down to the UK passing the withdrawal agreement.
It will put us fairly and squarely again at the door of the British Parliament, because it is then for them to say yes to the whole thing.
Despite two heavy Commons defeats, Theresa May thinks that can still be done.
I'm still working on ensuring that Parliament can agree a deal so that we can leave in an orderly way.
Many in Brussels now think it's the withdrawal deal or no deal. Lithuanian President Dalia Grybauskaitė wasn't entertaining a long Brexit extension.
I think there is no choice for UK. UK needs to decide.
France's Emmanuel Macron is the strongest voice signalling a no-deal Brexit if the deal fails next week.
It will guide everybody to a no-deal, for sure.
But Taoiseach Leo Varadkar thinks it can be avoided.
A no-deal, if it happens, will be a British choice and a British decision.
However, it was the leader of Luxembourg, Xavier Bettel, who summed up the mood best.
I have the feeling sometimes that I'm in the waiting room waiting for Godot, you know, and Godot is never coming.
Things might become clearer this evening. Sean Defoe in Brussels.
It's emerged that HSE occupational therapists are taking over 6 months to assess applicants for disabled and elderly persons grants in Donegal. Councillor Patrick McGowan says in many cases these are people who are waiting desperately on grant aid to make their homes suitable for their individual living needs. Councillor McGowan says if the HSE is not in a position to allocate the necessary personnel, then the council should put alternative arrangements in place. He says this is a very serious issue.
A lot of applications that come in last September are actually lying in a box in Lufford. Bearing in mind these are elderly and disabled people, and you have to be in that category in order to qualify. In order for these applications to be progressed, the occupational therapists to go out, and they have to see that the needs of the applicant suits the type of work that they're looking to get done in the house. This has been raised many times in the past, and it's just not acceptable. It should be carrying on again. So what I would be proposing is that either the council employs their own OT, or else they take the applicant's GP medical report as proof of their situation, because each application has to get their doctor to sign the back of it to confirm what level of disability they have. Then the engineer will still go out, but at the moment it's not acceptable that it should take 6 months and longer.
Does this require more consultation and more contact between the council and the HSE?
It certainly does, and I would ask that they would deal with this very, very urgently. But, you know, we can't keep coming back to this. This happens quite frequently. This is going to happen in different periods over quite a few number of years, and, you know, it has been raised in the past by myself and others, and it's just not acceptable that the people, the most vulnerable people in our society at the moment now, are just being pushed down the line. And if you take this, and with the situations going on with home help hours and things, where you have people waiting weeks and months, the way we're treating elderly people at the moment is an absolute disgrace.
Meanwhile, it's emerged that the transfer of respite services at Seaview House in Mount Charles to a new service provider will not now happen until the autumn. Last November, the HSE said services would be transferred to the Rehab Care Group, which was expected to take charge of respite services last month. However, Deputy Pierce Doherty says he's been told in response to a Dáil question that the planned transfer will not be completed until late September this year. He says he will remain committed to ensure the new deadline is met.
We were told about this late last year. I give it a cautious welcome. It's something that myself and Councillor Noel Jordan have been working on for many, many years to make sure that this service is up and running on a 5-day basis and is consistent. And so what we were told is that when the third party service comes in to operate this, and they have secured the tender, that the service will run on a 5-day per week basis. Now, that this will have a huge impact on individuals in South Donegal, because you know, those who cannot get this respite service in the past now will be able to get it at a more easier way over more days of the week, so that this will have a big impact. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue to monitor this. As I said, this came out of the blue. It was my belief that this was going to be up and running this month, and it's now a setback, and all of the patients and their families have been informed of what is happening now over the next number of months.
The PSNI insists they acted in a transparent way in their handling of the arrest and de-arrest of a hotel owner over a suspected drug offence. 52-year-old Michael McElhattan, the owner of the Greenvale Hotel, was arrested on suspicion of possessing drugs with intent to supply. He was later de-arrested after the substance was found to be harmless, but says the drug allegation blackened his name. The hotel owner was also questioned on suspicion of manslaughter and has been released on police bail. Three teenagers died in a crush at a disco at the hotel on Sunday. Police have identified 400 young people who were in the queue that night. 82 have been interviewed, with arrangements made to interview 106 others over the coming days. Detective Chief Superintendent Raymond Murray is defending his officers.
You've got to start looking at the eyes of the officer at the front end on the ground that makes the discovery.
A new community action plan has been launched today in Donegal in a bid to reduce alcohol harm. A new addiction family support group has also been set up and launched today by Minister Catherine Byrne. The Minister of State at the Department of Health told Greg Hughes earlier that the initiative aims to highlight the dangers of alcohol for children and young people.
Over the last year, a number of different groups in the community have come together from all walks of life, including agencies working on the ground and community groups, and as well students as well, and they put together a package around looking at how the consumption of alcohol affects young people's lives particularly. And in Letterkenny they've set up these working groups and communities that will go into different communities and speak to young people, but most of all what it is about making connections with all the agencies as well, and give an opportunity to look at how the consumption of alcohol can be reduced, and education as well, but most of all is to deal particularly with young people and give parents the information around how the impact of drinking, whether at home or out in the community, can affect young children as well.
Hundreds of homes and businesses are without water today in the Fáilcheara area for the second time in recent weeks. Local councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach has reiterated his calls for further investment in the water network in the area. He says the community needs to unite in their representations to Irish Water.
There's been an ongoing issue there for a long time where there's 2 kilometres of asbestos pipes that needs replacing. We're calling on Irish Water not to wait any longer, but to move now to put adequate funding in place so that that water line can be fixed. I went round today and had looked at some of the water network there, and you can see every couple of yards where there's patches where the workmen do good work and work hard to maintain that line. But it's not acceptable in 2019 that a whole community like Fáilcheara and big parts of Clonmacnoise are going on a fairly regular basis without water. This is one area in particular. There are other places like Cornsport and around that general area that has been experienced water shortage, and I believe that Irish Water needs to move now sooner than later. I spoke to them this morning. I hope to meet with them on Monday, and I would call on the public now to start to contact Irish Water directly and put in your complaints. We can't sit by and just hope somebody else makes that phone call.
And this isn't the first time that you've raised this issue with Irish Water. Have they given any indication that further investment will be made in the water system there?
What they're saying to me is that they're hoping that the next tranche of money that comes out, that they will seriously consider this. I don't need to hear seriously consider it. I need to hear, more so the people of Clonmacnoise need to hear, that definitely the next tranche of money, that money will be allocated to this much needed infrastructure upgrade.
The government's being urged to rethink where accommodation centres earmarked for asylum seekers are located. The Department of Justice has confirmed the plans to house 80 people at the Shannon Quay West Hotel in Risky, County Leitrim, have been abandoned. It insists a row over the lease agreement is behind the decision and not 2 fires that were started there in recent months. Alternative accommodation is now being sought for the asylum seekers. Sean McGowan, the Cathaoirleá of Leitrim County Council, thinks the government needs to consider a change in its policy.
So I think the department really need to look at this whole policy. And if the department went about purchasing a couple of houses here and there, it would be a much better policy for the likes of a rural county like Leitrim.
An Inishowen councillor is calling for alternative safety measures to be employed at the site of January's fire on Buncrana's main street, which destroyed the plaza and John Barr's drapery shop. Councillor Jack Murray says he has spoken with the senior council engineer, asking that the barriers at John Barr's shop be removed and replaced with a scaffolding tunnel in order to fully reopen the Ferris Lane junction to motorists and pedestrians. He says businesses and local people are being affected.
There's a huge spread of the town, the population down Marion Park, McGinn Avenue, who access the town that way. They're hugely inconvenient to them. Of course, then all businesses at the junction of Ferris Lane, there's 6 or 7 in the immediate vicinity that are being seriously impacted. So we have a real responsibility to sort this problem out, and I think there is real alternatives that can be employed. I'd be hopeful that action can be taken and this junction will be opened up as soon as possible.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with boxing, and it's a big weekend for Jason Quigley. The Golden Boy Promotions puncher, who is now based in Sheffield, will make his UK debut facing Finland's Matias Eklund on Saturday at London's Copper Box Arena. A victory would take Jason to 16-0 and closer to a much sought after title fight. The fight's on the undercard of Charlie Edwards' maiden WBC flyweight world title defence against Angel Moreno. It's also a first fight for the Donegal man under Eddie Hearn's Matchroom Boxing. Speaking at today's press conference, Jason said he wants to put on a show on Saturday.
Coming over to London, I have 15 pro fights now. They've all been in the West Coast, East Coast of America, and I'm delighted that my management team, Shear Sports, and Golden Boy Promotions and Eddie are working together to get me on this card here in London. I remember one of the first times I spoke to Eddie was the Kell Brook fight when he boxed Spence over in Carson in California. And Eddie came up to me and says, we're going to have to get you over in the UK sometime. So 4 years later, Eddie, we've done it. Yeah, I'm here now. And no, I'm excited. This is great. Obviously, the reason that I'm over this side of the pond now is because I'm training in Sheffield with the likes of Dominic Ingle, and training's been going great, camp's been great, feeling good, and looking to put on a show now on Saturday night.
Yeah, Jason Quigley looking forward to a big weekend. Well, in soccer, league leaders Shamrock Rovers, they're the visitors to Ballybuffet tomorrow night, kick-off at 8 o'clock in Finn Park. Now, they're up to play Finn Harps in the only Premier Division game of the weekend. Harps have just 2 points from 7 games played, and hopes of getting a first win of the season against the in-form Hoops is going to be hugely difficult. Tony McNamee, who's back this season after 2 years away from Finn Park, knows Rovers are a serious side.
Every game for us is a hard game. We would be on most teams' list of who they'd be picking 3 points up against, whereas Shamrock Rovers, they've improved a lot since over the last couple of years. They've brought in, if you look at the Jack Byrne, Trevor Clark in the under-21s, Jack Byrne having the senior panel, it just goes to show the quality of players that they're bringing in. And then you look then throughout their squad, then probably underage internationals throughout their side, and then boys coming back across the water, the likes of Sean Kavanagh as well. He'd be able to fill in after playing a number of games across the water for Trevor Clark. So it just goes to show you the difference in the sort of full-time setups as such, as opposed to ourselves. But it's going to be a tough game Friday night, there's no doubt about that there. They're top of the league for a reason. They've plenty of good players with them.
Yeah, Finn Harps against Shamrock Rovers, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Well, the FAI have written to the Joint Committee on Transport, Tourism and Sport requesting to bring their hearing forward. Irish football's governing body are set to appear in front of the committee on April the 10th, but they now want the meeting brought forward a week to April the 3rd. The FAI confirmed that Chief Executive John Delaney will lead the association's delegation at the meeting. It follows the revelation that Delaney gave the FAI a €100,000 loan in April 2017 to ease what they claim was a short-term cash flow issue. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, he called the loan a bit unusual, while the FAI say they've already responded to Sport Ireland's requests for clarification on the matter. On the pitch, Scotland's Euro 2020 qualifying campaign has got off to a disastrous start. They were in Group I action today in Nuristan, where they were defeated by Kazakhstan today by 3-0. While Northern Ireland's Group C campaign begins tonight at Windsor Park with a meeting with Estonia. Stuart Dallas says it's vital they won their opening two Euro 2020 qualifiers this week. The winger was part of the squad that played in the country's first European Championships in 2016. Dallas says it's imperative they pick up 6 points for tonight's game from tonight's game with Estonia and Sunday's game with Belarus.
That was a fantastic experience for everybody, and if we were able to replicate that again, it would be great. But you know, it's the start of another hard campaign, and you know, hopefully we can get off to a good start in these two games without being disrespectful to the opponent. There's two games we have to win. That'll leave us going into the summer in a good place.
In other news, Cristiano Ronaldo has been fined €20,000 by UEFA. It follows the 34-year-old's goal celebrations in their Champions League win over Atletico Madrid that saw him gesture towards his genitals. Ronaldo was aping a similar celebration 3 weeks prior by Atletico head coach Diego Simeone, which also earned the Argentinian a €20,000 fine. Juventus are set to face Ajax in the Champions League quarter-finals. In Gaelic games, Tyrone's Cathal McCarron has announced his retirement from inter-county football. The former All-Star nominee suffered a serious knee injury during last July's Super 8 win over Roscommon and has not featured for the Red Hand County since. The cornerback cites a recovery process and travelling from his current home in Kildare as the reasons for his retirement decision. In rugby, Paul O'Connell set to leave Stade Francais at the end of the current top 14 season. The former Irish captain was appointed at the Parisian clubs as the Parisian club's forwards coach in August of last year, with special emphasis on the line-out. O'Connell signed a 2-year deal with the option of a third, but is set to depart after just one season in France. And after missing Ireland's entire Six Nations campaign, both Luke McGrath and Dan Levy have made their returns to the Leinster side. They've been named in the starting 15 for tomorrow's Pro 14 meeting with Edinburgh at Murrayfield. And Connacht's bid to secure a Pro 14 playoff spot has seen Alton Delan return to their second row for tomorrow's visit of Benetton to the sports ground. In golf and the European Tour this week, it's the Maybank Championship in Kuala Lumpur. Patrick Harrington's returning to the tour after a broken wrist. He shot a 2-under par round of 70 today. It leaves him 5 shots off the lead, which is held by Marcus Fraser and Nacho Elvira, both shooting 65 for 7-under par. In the PGA Tour, it's the Valspar Championship taking place in Florida. Graham McDowell's 2-under through 14 holes. Seamus Power tees off a little later. Leading the way at the moment on 5-under par is Joel Damon. He finished with 66 today. And Luke Donald, who's making a welcome return to form, he's on 5-under par with 1 hole to play. Finally, for this evening in snooker, Judd Trump controlled the first session of his Tour Championship semi-final with Ronnie O'Sullivan. Trump leads the Rocket by 6-2. They'll resume this evening. The first to reach 10 frames will reach the weekend's final. Mark Allen, he begins his semi-final with Neil Robertson tomorrow. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Donegal International Airport has been voted the most scenic airport in the world. According to Private Fly Scenic Airport poll results 2019, the county's airport tipped Nice Airport and Barra Airport in Scotland to claim the coveted number one spot. Commenting on the airport, a voter said there was nowhere as lovely as the wild, rugged beauty of unspoiled Donegal. Pauline Sweeney is marketing manager at the airport.
We're delighted here with the result and proud to have Donegal Airport on the global stage. There was a total of 129 different airports had received a nomination, and for Donegal Airport to reach number one for the second year is just amazing news for us, and again it proves what a unique and special location the airport enjoys.
And finally, Donegal County Council has announced that the Letterkenny Public Services Centre will close tomorrow from 11:30am until 1:30pm as a mark of respect to Desi Larkin. The late Mr Larkin died suddenly at his home in Letterkenny on Monday last. Requiem Mass for Desi will be held tomorrow at St Junan's Cathedral at 12 noon. For weather now, breezy and rather cloudy this evening with just a few bright spells, scattered patches of mist or drizzle, but most places will be dry with lowest temperatures of 8 or 9 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Gardaí and Donegal have issued a county-wide appeal to anyone who may have information regarding the sale and supply of drugs. It follows a seizure of €76,000 worth of cannabis herb in Derrybeg yesterday during a joint planned operation by the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau and Customs. It's emerged that HSE occupational therapists are taking over 6 months to assess applicants for disabled and elderly persons grants in Donegal. Councillor Patrick McGowan says in many cases these are people who are waiting desperately on grant aid to make their homes suitable for their individual living needs. Meanwhile, it's emerged also that the transfer of respite services at Seaview House in Mount Charles to a new service provider will not now happen until the autumn. Last November, the HSE said services will be transferred to the rehab care group, which was expected to take charge of respite services last month. And Donegal International Airport has been voted the most scenic airport in the world. It tipped Nice Airport and Barra Airport in Scotland to claim the coveted number one spot. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, March the 21st. The death has taken place of Hannah Doherty Nagalt Moville. Removal from Collins's funeral premises this evening at 8 o'clock, going to her home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 11:15 for 12 noon Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Nellie White Garshue Newton Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Calais, with burial afterwards in All Saints Church Burial Ground, Newton Cunningham. The death has taken place of Tommy McCallion, 11 McGurr Park, Strabane, and formerly of Brook Street Avenue, Derry. Remains are reposing at his home this evening from 6:30. Funeral leaving his home on Saturday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time plays from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Ian Lockhart, Glenmaquin, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral leaving there on Saturday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock service in Convoy Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Heart Research, care of Ernie Gibson, funeral director. The death has occurred of Tony Doherty, formerly of St Junan's Terrace, Raphoe. His remains will repose at Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield, Raphoe, this evening from 7 o'clock, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Removal from there at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening, going to St Junan's Church, Raphoe, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of John McNally, 61, at Carrick Strand, Strabane, and formerly of Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his son Eddie McDade's home at 10 Lansdowne Park, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:45 for cremation in Lakelands Crematorium at 2:45. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to WHSCT Ward 42, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time placed from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place in Leighton Buzzard, Bedfordshire, of Andy Dill, formerly of Gort Cally, Kerry Keel. Funeral service in St Mary's Church at 71 Old Linsdale Road, Health and Reach, Leighton Buzzard, on Tuesday afternoon, April the 2nd at 12:30, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Breedon Nealon, Ney McGlynn, Millbrook Lawns, Dublin 24, formerly of Mina Goland, Fintown, County Donegal. Her remains will repose at her home in Dublin this evening from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Removal tomorrow afternoon to St Dominic's Church, Talla, arriving for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass and thereafter to Mount Jerome Crematorium. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to Our Lady's Hospice and Care Services, Harold's Cross, care of any family member.